Hello, I'm Raquel Williams, and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health, brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK University Medical Center. Keep getting better. Today, we're visiting with Pam Landis, Vice President of Digital Engagement for Hackensack Meridian Health Systems. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of excited to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, it's kind of exciting to talk about something that's other or, you know, different than the normal medical topics that we normally talk about, which, of course, is always informative. But there is this other side to medicine, a new and growing side to medicine that we really need to delve into that perhaps can make be more convenient for patients and for doctors and administrators as well. And that is digital engagement when it comes to healthcare. So let's get into that. First of all, let's talk about that. What exactly is digital engagement?
So digital engagement is an evolving technology that's been coming at us really since the mid-1990s. And really it is, how do we use the tools that are out there, online tools that are on your computer and on your phone, to help it make it easier for you to access healthcare and manage your own health? If you think about it, healthcare in America is incredibly difficult and challenging for patients. I've worked in healthcare since 1994. And I am not a clinician, but I am the go-to person in my family when they're like, I have a problem. What should I do? Where do I go? Mm-hmm. Who do I call? And it is the maze of finding good care, the right care at the right time, is incredibly challenging for all Americans. The other thing that we've asked our patients to do all across the country is to actually take charge of your own health care. So one is access. How do you get access to us? And two, how do you manage your health care that you're the person, the patient is in charge, and that the doctors and the clinicians are really there as the coaches and the guideposts to help you along in your journey? And that is a real sea change from us, you know, in this country where it's been, you just listen to the doctor and do what the doctor tells you. Mm-hmm. Really, we're saying to the patient, you're the captain, and we're here to serve and help you. And we believe that there are tools out there that are on your phone and on your computer that can help you do that. And that's what we're really working toward.
You know, all of this really starts before you, at least today and this day and age anyway, it all starts before you even go into a doctor's office. You're opening up your computer, your smartphone, or what have you, and you may be searching for a healthcare provider or a specialist that you may have been referred to, and you might want to find a little bit more information about them. And so you delve in and you get some information, and then your questions are answered, and then, you know, you have a more informed patient. So I'm assuming that it's appreciated that, you know, doctors are having more informed patients coming to them than ever before.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. And it used to be in the early days of the internet that, you know, some clinicians were, I wouldn't say disdainful of, but, you know, it was exhausting when patients would come in with a lot of printouts from Google and
right.
from sources that weren't great. And right. we used to call it Dr. Google. Now our doctors are saying, we love it when our patients come in and they've done their research and they've been thoughtful and they ask questions. And that's actually the kind of interaction that we want our patients to have with their doctors, that back and forth and give and take and education, so that they can together make the right choice for the patient, that everybody is on the same page. And that's what we're looking to. You're right. People don't start at our website, you know, at HackensackMeridianHealth.org. They open up their phone and they start in Google, or they look on Facebook, mm-hmm. or they look on Twitter. Nobody says, well, today I'm going to go look at a website today. Nope. They say, today I have a need. And when they have that need, they say, you know what? I need to make an appointment. I need a doctor. I don't have a doctor.
Right, right.
And they start in Google. Mm-hmm. And we see that about 80% of our traffic to our properties are coming from search. People just saying, mm. I need a doctor. And when they find a doctor, and we want them to find a doctor based upon what makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the doctor go to school? Where does the doctor live? Does the doctor take my insurance?
Right.
You know, what's that doctor's care philosophy? So if you're, for instance, a new mom and you want to find, you know, a new OBGYN, you maybe want to say, find out that, oh, this OBGYN she's also a young mom, mm-hmm. or she's a runner, and I'm a runner too. And I like where she went to school, and she is in my neighborhood or nearby my work. And those are the things we want patients to make those decisions based upon what they need, not what we think they need, but what they do, what they say they need. So when you give them that information, you let them make the choice.
That's interesting. You know, I want to ask you, since, you know, this is something you've been doing for years, and yes, people do just open Google and do their searches and get the information. Now, once they go on Google, and they get their information, and it leads them to Hackensack Meridian Health Systems. Once they get on your website, what are some of the things that you want to make sure that that potential patient knows and has access to?
Yeah, we actually want to know. We provide them for our patients and for the people searching who this doctor is, where they're located, what their phone number is, what their care philosophy is, whether they've done research. You know, if they're a published scientific author. First, if you're a cancer patient, maybe you really want somebody that's really active in the cancer community and does a lot of research in cancer and have a lot of clinical trials. The other thing that we publish for our employed physicians is the ratings and reviews from their own patients. So for those doctors, we show whether they get 1 star or 2 stars or 5 stars, and the comments from their own patients saying, this doctor's really good, or this one, I love this doctor, but, you know, I wish his front desk staff was doing XYZ more.
Yeah.
We really believe that, like, when you go to Amazon and you read the reviews, when mm-hmm. you come to our website, read the reviews. See if that doctor actually fits your needs.
Hmm. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I can remember when I was looking for a surgeon for something, and mm-hmm. I found the surgeon that was going to actually, you know, do the procedure. I immediately went in, even after meeting him, said, okay, let me find out what he's done in this area. And mm-hmm. I found videos, which I love. I'm visual. I love to see videos. I'm on YouTube. I'm like, wow, he's got YouTube videos of, you know, procedures and explaining them step by step. And then I found some other videos where the doctor was doing talks about that very subject. So all of that kind of quelled my fears of what was coming, because I was able to see exactly, you know, what he, you know, did and with other patients and, you know, other patients and how, you know, what their outcomes were like. So I'm assuming that the hospital also uses all these other social media and digital platforms in order to push and further explain some of the offerings.
That's exactly right. And we do one, and we publish, you know, we do videos with a lot of our doctors, not all of them, but a lot of our doctors. But that is actually really important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know that they can have a connection with those physicians. And I'm going to be kind of like cheeky about it, but mm-hmm. think about it. You go in to an exam room and close the door, and you're sitting there in this paper gown,
yeah.
and it's the most intimate of experiences in the world. You know what? You deserve to know as much as possible
right.
about that physician.
Right.
That's a really important moment, and we want you to feel comfortable about who you're with and the decisions that you've made.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's quite the experience. And trust is something that usually takes a long time to establish between two people. But when it comes to, you know, a physician and a procedure that they may have to do, that trust has to be established immediately.
It does. It does. And that's why we try to make sure that we provide as much information as possible prior to that, you know, online. Now, what I would say is, are we 100% there? 100? Nope, we are not. Are we always striving toward that? Yes, we are. Because, in you know, deep in the core of Hackensack Meridian Health, we believe that it is our duty to make sure that those interactions happen in a way where people feel comfortable about the care that they're giving.
Yeah, and I also know that patients, you know, we're all patients at some point or another, but people really we like the engagement. I mean, you want to be able to ask a question, but also have that question answered, and at least mm-hmm. know that, you know, not only are we here to, you know, have your listen to your questions or have your reviews, but we want to hear some feedback as well. The patient, I'm assuming, appreciates feedback from the hospital or the doctor or administrators, et cetera.
That's exactly right. And it even, so then once you find that doctor, you think about this journey. Once you find the doctor and you see the doctor and you come in, and then you like, how many times have we all left the office and said, I forgot to ask this. I forgot to ask this.
Of course.
And that's where digital then starts to come into play. Digital starts with search, and then you book the appointment online. But also afterwards, people have questions. They forget, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I completely forgot. You should be able to use a digital tool to send secure, private messages into your physician's office and that they are answered within a business day. We don't want to leave people hanging because we really believe that, you know, they have to, you know, they're seeking information. That kind of like easy online exchange is really critical, and we're seeing more and more people actually expect it. Not, you know, not wish they had it, but they expect that it's there.
You mentioned Dr. Google earlier, who happens to be a friend of mine. but I have to say, I guess doctors are coming around, because you're saying that doctors actually appreciate informed patients coming in with printouts, information, and questions.
Yeah.
But I can see how frustrating it could get, because some patients come in and they swear they have X, Y, and Z because Dr. Google says that this is what it is. But some more doctors are starting to come around, knowing that patients may be coming in with maybe some information that's not correct, but they can point them in the right direction and perhaps reassure them of things to come.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, while digital engagement is, we believe it's really important for patients and providers, nothing replaces the interaction and the relationship between the patient and provider themselves. So we believe that these tools strengthen that relationship, but they do not replace it. So that's where, you know, when you come in with your sheets of research printed out, that's where a good conversation can happen.
Right.
And that's what we want it to do. We want those conversations to happen.
Okay. You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams. We are visiting with Pam Landis. She is Vice President of Digital Engagement for Hackensack Meridian Health Systems. We're talking about how digital engagement is growing and growing in importance, especially for healthcare needs. Pam, I wanted to talk about COVID-19 and that whole experience that, you know, well, the height of the experience for the past year and a half or so. What did COVID teach us in the world of digital engagement?
So it accelerated everything. So if you think about it, when we were told here in New Jersey, you need to stay at home, and we all got the stay at home orders. And it was jarring for a lot of people. And there was a lot of good information online, and there was a lot of bad information online.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately pivoted the first week of March of 2020. We established a COVID-19 information center, and we started putting out on a daily basis good information, vetted information, and knowing that that information was changing, you know, almost on a daily basis, we put that information out there to keep our patients informed. What we saw was normally we would get, you know, 1.5 million people to our website in a month. Since COVID, there were months when we had 25 million people come to those places.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've maintained some of those levels. People were looking for trusted sources, and that was really heartening, because there's a lot of bad information out there. But we wanted to say, we are your trusted healthcare provider. Here's the information as we know it as of today. If you remember, in the early days, it was changing. Remember, we were all washing our groceries and wiping down our mail.
Absolutely.
And turns out we probably didn't have to do all that. But that's okay, because we kept people informed as the science, as we learned more in the science, we were able to get that information out. We also used social media a lot, because that's where people were living in two places. They were living online, on Netflix, maybe three places. They were living online, and they were living on Netflix, and they were living in Facebook and Twitter. And so we made sure that we were getting all that information out on our social channels also. We really believe that we had a duty and an obligation to the communities that we serve.
Yeah, I mean, there still exists a bit of a war when it comes to misinformation and disinformation and the truth. And so many people get their information from their social media accounts. That line between what's truth and what's misinformation and disinformation just seems to be completely blurred. So, you know, it's good to know that Hackensack Meridian Health Systems not only takes care of their patients in the hospital, but they're also a trusted source for healthcare information.
We never felt like we had to combat a lot of the disinformation. The only thing we could do was put out the good information that we knew we had.
Right.
And really, our doctors and our scientists, we have research scientists at the Center for Discovery and Innovation. They were feeding us information, and we were really making sure that we were translating that into understandable pieces of information that people can use. What we found was people appreciated it, but we also found that it helped us get that message out on what you should do while you were staying at home. What were the steps that you can do to keep yourself and your family safe? And then later, as vaccines came on board, providing a way to give people information about the vaccines and then how to get those vaccines. If you remember, so far, we've at Hackensack Meridian Health, we've delivered more than 630,000 doses of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we're the largest health, you know, in terms of health systems, we've delivered more vaccines than anybody in the state. We're really proud of that because we believe that that's how people get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Telemedicine, Pam, if we can talk a little bit about that. COVID, obviously, we had to stay home, so we had to kind of pivot to visiting our doctors in front of our computers, our laptops, and our tablets and the like. Telemedicine has taken off. Now, are people a bit more comfortable with this? I can assume that in the beginning, people were like, not really sure if I want to do this. But as they realized how convenient it was, it kind of took off. And it's not just for COVID. I mean, telemedicine has been available for years now, correct?
Exactly. So it's been around for a long time here at Hackensack Meridian Health and across the country. I would say when we immediately pivoted to making sure that one of the things that we worried about was because, if you remember in the early days, all non-essential care had to stop. And so we basically closed down a lot of physical spaces. So we pivoted to telemedicine. People embraced it. I was really worried about it. I thought people are just going to avoid getting care. It turns out that they appreciated it. Now, when we do our, we survey every, pretty much every patient after every appointment to see how they like. We read through all the comments, and a lot of them said, and even the older patients, while I would rather be in person, I really appreciate it. I have this. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how easy this was for me. Mm-hmm. So they really appreciated it. And while we've seen a leveling off in the use of telemedicine, for a lot of people, it's still a really convenient tool for them.
Right, right.
That's what we found. They didn't like, I truly believe in my heart of hearts, nothing will replace that in-person care.
True,
because that's where you know, but I do believe that there are many times when a telemedicine visit in all of our incredibly complex and busy lives, that's a good way to go.
Right.
But think about it. If you're a diabetic patient, rather than coming into the office every 2 months, maybe you come in 1 month, you come in person, and then for the next couple of visits, you do a telemedicine visit. Mm-hmm. And then a third month, you come in, you know, in person. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier for patients because, you know, if you have to go into the office, you take off time work, you have to park, you have to go in here, it's this whole thing. If you're doing telemedicine, you could just light up your phone and say, here I am, and have the conversation with your provider.
Now, telemedicine, as far as the doctors are concerned, is this something that they have completely warmed up to and they're, you know, a little bit more comfortable with, you know, seeing patients online? Because I'm sure it has increased.
Yes. So I was nervous, like, oh, how are the doctors going to do it? They ended up embracing it and saying, wow, this actually was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have kept it as part of their practices because they realize the value of it and how it makes things easier for them and also easier for their patients. In the end, that's who they want to serve. They're here to serve. These are people go into this profession because they're helpers. That's like part of their essential nature. And they want to help people. And they still want to see their patients in person, but they appreciate the fact that they can do a lot of this stuff via telemedicine.
Let's talk about our more mature patients. Are they as active in the world of the digital medium, or is there a challenge to get them to engage?
It's both. And so I'm going to bust some myths. My mother is 80 years old, mm-hmm. and she's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Wow.
And the reason she is, because her grandkids are.
Got it.
And if she wants to keep up with her kids and her grandkids, she's online. You know, I have a niece who's in Italy right now, mm-hmm. and believe me, my mother is texting my niece every single day and FaceTiming with her
right.
because she's like, I can't believe she's overseas. She needs to be home. So I want to bust the myth that just because you're older that you're not comfortable with technology.
Right.
I will say that the number of people who are older who use technology on a daily basis is smaller than younger age groups. However, let's also understand that the people who are 60 and older, they've had computers in their work lives for a very long time.
Okay.
Years ago, I worked in Detroit, Michigan, and Ford Motor Company did this project. They were going to give 90,000 of their employees PCs to take at home, and this was in the late 90s. And these folks they've had PCs in their homes, but also, if you remember, even people who are in manufacturing, they've had robots on the floors of those assembly lines for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're not adverse or uninformed about technology. Whether they rely on it daily, like Gen X or the millennials, is different. But it doesn't mean that they're uncomfortable with it. And so I want people to understand that while older people might not use it as often, they still do use it.
Got it. And what about privacy issues? I would assume that there are some patients who don't want to put all of their information online, and they may not, you know, want to have all of that exposed, or maybe they're afraid of some of their information being exposed. Any privacy issues there, or how do you address that?
Yeah, I actually think that privacy is going to be something that all technology companies, I know here at HMH, we worry about all day, every day, privacy and security. Those two pieces go together, privacy and security. So a lot of technology companies, if you look at Apple, they've really said privacy is part of our brand. I do believe that all of us as users of technology have to make individual choices around this. What are you comfortable with and what aren't you comfortable with? And that's actually really important. That's an individual choice. It's okay to say, you know what? I don't want to communicate online with my doctor. I'd rather call the office and talk to them, or I'd rather go in person. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine. But there are growing numbers of people who are very comfortable with it, so we have to accommodate all of those types. So I believe that that's really a good personal choice that you have to make.
This is awesome. It's interesting because, you know, you're on to see both sides of the digital engagement aisle, from the side of the healthcare provider, Hackensack Meridian Health Systems, to the side of the patient. And, you know, if everyone works together, this is a win-win for everyone, because we're seeking information, the information is there. There's nothing like, you know, going to a site, looking for information about, you know, your particular issue at that place and not really finding too much information, engagement, so on and so forth. So it's great that Hackensack Meridian Health Systems is right on top when it comes to digital engagement with patients. And from what I understand, this does improve on patient outcomes. So I think this is awesome. Pam Landis is Vice President of Digital Engagement for Hackensack Meridian Health Systems. Pam, thank you so much for a really engaging conversation. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to talk to you and to your listeners anytime.